RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Falcons have talked to Matt Ryan about a front office role. Various reports coming out over the weekend. It's Dukes and Bell live at the Nest in the Signia Hotel. Mike and I will continue to discuss this tomorrow as we get deeper into it. We got a full show for you tomorrow. Today we're done here at 4 o'clock as we get ready for the Wade Ford tailgate show with Andy and Joe. And then, of course, Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan with the lead-in to the Falcons pregame show. It should be a really entertaining game tonight. I think it will be. We got to let our hair down, man. Throw the ball down the field, Mike, and you said it. Get Drake involved. He is playing. Mm-hmm. I know he's been questionable, guys, but everything was pointing to, and even Coach said last week, pointing to him playing today.
Right. Now, again, we still have Darnell Mooney, but he's been so banged up and so inconsistent, Carl. I mean, don't know what even to expect of anything from him, right? If he gets two or three catches, it's almost like a bonus. But how about Pitts? You know, our classic argument about Pitts. Can Pitts use his athleticism at the same time that Drake can maybe do some things while Bijan is also being targeted? That seems like those mismatches we've been looking for. I do think you, if you do it right, you can score on the Rams because they couldn't stop Seattle for anything this last game. Not only prisoner of the moment, but we also saw Carolina.
You're right.
And McMillan have.
Okay, so the Rams gave up 270 yards versus Seattle. Five different receivers for the Seahawks touched the ball. With 20-plus yards receiving, 338 yards they gave up against the Lions. This is why Mike's talking about attacking their secondary tonight and making them make some plays. Mm. Look, I think that's also done with Bijan in the passing game, right? I mean, you don't disclude him because you're saying, all right, we're just going to get these guys involved. I think you add Bijan to that. But, Mike, they're looking at these same numbers we are. They've seen the tape. How does Zach approach this? Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator tonight. If we come out and we're throwing the ball, guys, don't lose your mind. Part of that is this is a team that has been vulnerable to giving up these kinds of plays. So, look, everybody always goes, we got to run the ball, and we do. But if this is their weakness, let's exploit it.
Right. And I know that Sean McVay, a local kid, went to Marist back in the day. We know that that Raheem had a big part of some of the things they did defensively, some of their draft. Now, Raheem, remember, we tried to get him to take credit for our draft.
He wouldn't do it.
But they've got some pieces, man. They've got some nice pieces on that defense. Florida State fans remember Jared Verse and Braden Fisk that are working down low for Fisk, and Verse from the outside's a beast.
Better block these dudes.
Yeah, man. And they can move them all over the field. But they have still at the same time, just like us with all the sack numbers, they're still giving up big numbers in the passing yard. And sometimes they also, and this is where maybe a nice mix of Algier. Because, guys, this, I hate to say it, this week and next week, probably your last chance to see Tyler here as a Falcon.
Yeah, probably, man. The thing about...
Give the ball to Tyler.
To Tyler. The thing about tonight is pretty simple. If you're going to be in this game, you got to score touchdowns. Because that's what the Rams do. And this is a team that wouldn't surprise me, Mike, if the Rams put up 27 or more tonight. That's not a disrespect to our defense. It's just who they've been all season. And I would tell you, if we hold them under 27... My guess is we're probably talking about a win tomorrow because we've done some things. We've gotten a couple of turnovers. We've done some things to force Matthew Stafford to feel a little bit uncomfortable. But I will tell you guys, they play and do more play action than anybody. And it's one of the reasons Stafford has had the kind of year he's had this year. Back to the offensive line, Mike, when they hike the ball and he's under center and you don't know if he's actually giving the ball to Kyron or not, or if he's play action or if he's rolling out, they do that more than anybody else in the league, and it's opened up a lot of big plays for Davante Adams and Puka Nacua.
Right. Now, as we know, Adams banged up, Puka Nacua was Seattle could not stop him, even if it seemed like he was the only weapon that was out there, right? Because remember that last week, the tight end who had been popping didn't do jack.
Yeah, that's right.
I know, because I had him in fantasy. So who is A.J. Terrell going to draw? They generally don't put guys specifically on the best player, but isn't this a time where A.J. needs to be on Nacua?
Like
white on rice the whole game?
Look, why not? I know, you know, we talk about guys playing certain sides, right, in these defenses.
And they don't deviate from whoever's on your side. Yeah, that's who you're dealing with.
But I got to tell you, you're going to mess around and Puka Nacua is going to have 180 yards on you.
Thank
night.
You.
I mean, like, that's just how this is.
So should A.J. – but here's the thing. You know, we had those PFF numbers that make you go, what? People don't throw at A.J.
No.
If Hughes is on the other side, they'll throw at Hughes or they'll throw at D. Alford, whoever's on that other side. But will he be – do you feel comfortable, though, letting him just – hey, I don't know anybody else I would want to have near Puka Nacua.
No, me neither.
It's got to be A.J.
Well, and Mike Hughes is out, right, for whatever you think about him. But he's considered to be, our second-best corner at this point. But he's out. No, Mike, look, unless you're going to play a lot of zone, which is a recipe for disaster.
Carve you up. That's what Seattle was doing. They went right down the field against Seattle doing that.
So, yeah, I want to see what adjustments are made there and if they're up for the task. And I'm talking about specifically A.J. Terrell. I would love to see it because then I would feel better about the idea that they were attempting to at least slow that aspect of their offense down.
Right.
But when you come out and you go, you know what, we're not going to get beat deep and we're going to zone this up, Matthew Stafford's about to throw for 350 tonight. I don't know if that's how they're going to play it, but if they do, he's about to throw for 350. Watch.
Well, that's kind of solidifying most people have Matthew Stafford as a slam dunk MVP this year.
Yes.
In the NFL with 40 touchdowns and just 5 picks. Another little factoid. Matthew Stafford's only been sacked 19 times.
You protected him.
So, that's again, because they draft the right guys. They got the good scheme. I'm jealous of the Rams, Carl. Les Snead and Sean McVay's even got a super hot wife. They're killing it in every area, Carl.
Yeah, no, this is true. He's not lying about that. Just look at his brother over here. He's like, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, they're doing all the right things.
They're fundamentally sound in every area right now, man.
Well, you know what? Like they say, you might lose the game, but you're not losing going home, right? 404-726-0929 as we talk about the Falcons and Rams matchup tonight.
Oh, how important is it for Kirk Cousins? Do you still – scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
1 means no shot. 10, it happens. That he's back next year with us. Because that means his agent's going to play ball with us.
Yeah, look, I'm at a 7, man. I just feel like you got to have the conversation. I feel like right now we are left out in the cold. When I say we, I'm talking about where the franchise is with our current quarterback and Michael Penix. Mm. His possible return, there's a lot of question marks on dates, right? Somebody has a question mark right now in the big office on August 29th.
If all goes well, he's back for camp.
Yeah. Yeah,
but everything's got to go right.
Yeah. There's somebody else in the office who's got a big question mark on September 4th. There's somebody else who's got a question mark September 15th. I don't know when that date is. And with all that uncertainty, I just feel like you have to approach this once we get done with the season in a way that we don't have a guy to rely on right now. So we got to have that conversation. But I'm going to tell you it's a 7. You think it's a no shot?
5.
Okay.
50-50.
Okay.
Because I like Kirk. But anyway, that's a February conversation. Because, again, for the guys who don't follow the drift, $57 million hit, some would say, look, you're just going to have to take it one way or the other in the shorts. You're going to move on. Or, as you just laid out, it really comes down to not knowing anything about Penix's timeline. If you're positive glass half full, he is good to go for camp. He's able to go week one. But that's the thing. There's just no way of knowing. And there's no way that Kirk owes you anything. Kirk's going to say to his agent, I don't owe you guys anything.
I don't owe you jack.
Correct.
Yeah, man.
All right, you know what? Make it a 3. I just talked myself out of it.
You going 3?
3 on Cousins' return.
Look, I think it's a 7, but I will tell you this. He's going to have options around the league.
He's viable.
He's going to have options.
The league's at an all-time low.
Yes.
You've got young quarterbacks that are developing at a glacial pace. For every Drake May, you got 10 rookies who look like they never played the sport before. So, I mean, look at Nashville, Tennessee. They might be looking for another quarterback after year one.
Yeah, no doubt. All right.
We'll talk about with Ward.
With Cam Ward. So let's talk about keys tonight, Mike. Give me the big key for yourself, and as you look at this Rams game, to get the victory tonight, what has to happen?
Totally cliched, but true. Take the air out of the ball.
Okay.
Run the football, time of possession.
Okay.
Keep Stafford and his crew off the field. Because Puka Nacua, they can go down the field like they did in Seattle, and you've seen this season. But again, they're not, but, you know, what's the line from Predator? If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yeah.
You've seen them stub their toe, too. We talked about the loss to the Panthers. So they're not bulletproof, but they are trying to hit their stride right now for the playoff. It sure does look like it's going to be San Fran, you know, and Seattle to win the number one seed. But, yeah, the Rams still are they're playing for the best, I guess, the most beneficial wild card seed, if nothing else.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. Because I don't want a high-scoring game if I'm the Falcons. Because that's not been our MO.
We lose a high-scoring game to the Rams.
That's just not it's not what we do, okay?
Right. We lose a high-scoring game to the Panthers.
So I'm with you when you talk about take the air out the ball. I just also believe that when you start talking about these great players and, oh, we're going to try to limit him and stop him, are you really? Are you going to double and bracket Puka tonight and force Matthew to find somebody else to go to? Because I think that's a big key when you talk about how this game could turn out. But I will also tell you on the opposite side of that, Drake's production is going to be key tonight. Mike, if he's off to a slow start in the first half, he may be telling us, they may be telling us, he's not 100%. It's one of those Julio deals where he's on the field, you got to defend him, but he's not going to really help us today. I'm curious to see what he's able to do. You said it. He still looked a little bit banged up.
Right.
If he comes out and they're throwing to him and Kirk's trying to get him the ball early and we're like, okay, then this may look completely different, and I think that's going to be a big part of how this game plays out and how it opens up things
right.
for the offense.
I just felt Drake did not look like himself last week because I think he got banged up. I think he was not 100%, and he got banged up, to your point, in the game. But he always gets up for the big national games, you know, national TV. In case you're looking for some context on offense, the Rams have scored 457 points. We've scored 307.
Not even close.
So that's a lot. That's a lot of points. So, yes, you don't want to get into a blanking match with these guys.
No, man. And by the way, their offense is efficient. I mean, we've been pretty good in the red zone. I can't front on that. But they get down there, man. They're scoring touchdowns.
We need to have the sacks matter. Like our old joke about Mike Smith, sacks don't matter. No, they don't matter if you have 5.5 sacks tonight, but you don't keep Matthew Stafford from having 4 touchdowns. So you've got to get Stafford off the field. Third down. Third down on offense, third down on defense. No blank Sherlock. But that's the thing. We're going to be arguably on a pace to have our greatest season rushing the passer, and we're not even making the playoffs.
All right. Before we get out of here, I want to mention Hawks do play tonight as well. They're in Oklahoma City. We'll be talking about that tomorrow as the Hawks are on this losing streak. They got to try to get right tonight. And we now know, if you're just joining us, Trae Young will not play tonight, along with Jalen Johnson. Johnson was already out. Trae is dealing with a similar injury, or at least that's what we're hearing, with the same leg that kept him out all those weeks. Don't know the severity of it. Maybe it's just a rest day. We'll find out more. But tonight the Hawks play at the OKC Thunder. Do we win tonight? Do we win tonight, Falcons?
Maybe. You got to play perfect. I mean, the money line is 7, by the way. It got down to 6.5. It's back to 7. So Rams are back up 7.5 in some books right now. We got to play perfect.
Okay.
But again, if we could have put together 4 quarters, we'd be in the playoffs right now. That's not what our MO is. We don't play 4 quarters of football. There's an individual breakdown or mistake, a coaching mistake.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'd like to see that trend with, for the folks, the consultants at Sportology, and maybe new GM Matt Ryan waiting in the wings. I'm kidding. But, yes, let's show we can put 4 quarters together if any of these guys want to keep their friggin' jobs. Maybe too little too late.
Look, I think we are competitive tonight. I think we make this a game. But we haven't won the close games when it matters this season. And if this is another one of those close games, how does it finish? Do we make the plays? And to quote Raheem Morris, we got to find a way. I don't know if that happens tonight against a very talented Rams team, Mike, that may win the Super Bowl. This is a team that has that kind of talent on it and could make that kind of run. I just hope that we show up and don't lay an egg tonight. We're going to be back talking plenty with you tomorrow on the show.
Dave Archer is going to join us tomorrow.
Yeah, and I can't wait. I mean, look, I hope we're talking about a dub, but I'm just being realistic. Like, this team that we're playing tonight, they've got all the makings of a championship team, and they got all the things that you need when you start talking about, hey, how do you make a Super Bowl? We are not in that same predicament, but our guys are motivated, and I do think that Raj, again, is going to have them ready to try to go out and expand on what is already a 2-game win streak. You win tonight, it's 3. You beat the Saints next week, it's a 4-game win streak to end the season. Mike says it doesn't matter. Hey, my question is, does it matter to the owner?
Raheem has never had a 4-game win streak as our head coach, both as an interim or as head coach on the second time around. We won 3 games in a row last year before the wheels fell off with Cousins' injury.
He's not had 4.
Never won 4 in a row as Falcons coach.
Big O back at the studio. Let's get out of here and clear our throat. All right, man, as Mike mentioned, Dave Archer is going to join us tomorrow. Also, our buddy Connor Riley. Guys, we get ready for the college football playoff. Dogs, Ole Miss, That's going to happen on Thursday. We get three games Thursday. We get one game Wednesday night for the college football playoff. So we're looking forward to all of that. It's going to be a big week. Make sure you join us tomorrow at 2, and we'll do our pre-show as well, starting around 11-ish, 11:10, somewhere in there. Make sure you're checking it out on all the options, whether it's YouTube, Twitch.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Insta Live, Twitter Live, all those things, it's there, man. Hey, man, as we get out of here, Falcons and Rams tonight. And I want to remind you, stay tuned. Andy and Joe are coming up with the Wait For It tailgate show, and then after those guys get done, it's Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. All right, big shout-out to our on-site engineer, Day-Day, being here, executive producer as well. G-Money, thanks for hanging out and setting everything up. And thanks to the folks at The Nest, Mike, by the way. Great stuff.
Yeah, man, great staff, great crew, and the folks are rolling.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.